Was it okay? Was it decent?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
At the victory party in Pleasanton, at least 80 supporters packed the Alameda County Deputy Sheriff's Association headquarters, cheering as the ticker on the bottom of the big TV screen said California District 15, Swalwell 52%, Stark 47. James Moorhead holds up the homemade Honk for Swalwell sign that he and his 12-year-old daughter made. He sees Swalwell's victory as an endorsement of the open primary system.
It allowed people to challenge the incumbents in a way that simply was not possible before. So that's the other thing. There was a structural change. Eric saw an opportunity, took advantage of it.
Swalwell also resonated with the younger crowd. Something 18-year-old Cy Comedy said isn't possible for him with the incumbent, Pete Stark.
He doesn't even live in this area. He actually lives in Maryland, and he's still representing this district. Eric Swalwell, he grew up here. He's been in Dublin for a very long time. And I think he's going to bring new energy and new change to Congress.
If this was a sporting event, he would be on the cover of ESPN Magazine, Sports Illustrated. This is one of the biggest upsets ever.
For supporter Sean Wilson, this is the democratic process at its best. Mobilizing local civic leaders really was key to Swalwell's success.
David and Goliath, that the machine, the political machine doesn't always win. You can have hope and a dream, and if you do hard work, and it'll pay off. This is quintessential of a democracy right here tonight.
Swalwell himself beamed as he greeted his supporters, who all agree he ran a smart campaign. But to him,
there's no secret to success here. It's just the hard work. I think when you go out the way that we went out there, full throttle for a year, and show people that you want the job, they'll reward you. And I think that's paid off tonight.
In Pleasanton, I'm Hanat Baba for KALW News.